Okay, I'm stepping in for Dave Dearborn today. I'm going to call the meeting to order. The meeting is being recorded. It's a public meeting and anything stated is open to the public for statements. I'd like to take a minute to welcome back Bob Williams to the board of directors. How many years did you serve before?
24.
And yet he comes back for more.
And you're still 29.
That's right. We're the same age. The same age.
Amazing.
That's really escaping.
Yeah. That means I'm 29.
It's leap year. I was born in a leap year.
You are amazing. Yeah.
Born in a leap year.
It's a leap year, baby.
You're an overachiever. But we welcome you back.
Glad to be back.
Yep. Glad to have you on the team. And I'd like to take time to introduce our new executive director, Ben Kafferlin.
Yay!
We are excited to see Ben's vision for the RDA come to fruition.
Absolutely.
He has great ideas and great vision, so welcome to the team, Ben.
Thank you.
So you have this on here. I need to announce that now.
Yeah.
Make a general announcement that we had several executive sessions which were exempt under the Sunshine Act pertaining to personnel, and the names and dates, or the dates vary, but they all had to do with hiring a new executive director.
There we go.
So well stated.
That is perfect.
Okay, any public comment? Want to go to the approval of the minutes?
Public or not?
No.
Okay.
I should say that everybody is in attendance except Dave Dearborn, who has an excused absence. Sorry that I did not do that after the call to order. Our new director has switched up my agenda slightly.
Sorry. I'll have roll call to it.
Yes, let's go to the approval minutes. You should have gotten a copy from the minutes from the May 18th and June 8th special meeting.
Can we do them together?
We can do them together, right?
Sure.
I'd do them separate.
Oh, do them separate? Okay, let's start with May 18th. Is there?
Well, I'll move that they be accepted as printed. May 18th.
Do I have a second?
Am I legally allowed to second since I wasn't here? I don't think sure. I should.
Probably
I
think, not.
Probably should second.
Yeah.
I'll second.
Yeah.
Any further
I
discussion?
Vote on it. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed. Moving to the June 8th special meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
So move. Yes.
Second by Dave Knapp. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. I do want to, Mr. Williams pointed out that, and I think you would probably agree with this, that even on the minute notes, we should have the reasons for executive session. Mm-hmm. So in the future,
okay,
on the minutes, we need to say the reasons for going into executive session. Thanks, Bob,
okay,
for pointing that out. Okay, we will move on to the financial report.
Okay.
Annie?
Hold on just a second. So do you need something specific, like in a specific
kind
agenda,
like,
or
just
to just say?
Said, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, personnel is pertaining to
real estate, legal, whatever.
Yeah,
okay, thank you.
As to hiring, you don't have to say the person.
Right.
In this case, you could, because it's a uniform thing, executive director.
And if any of the other
board
members...
I just needed to know if it was specific or just a general...
Yeah. You want to be as transparent as possible.
Ken was good, Ben was good enough to give me this on the new changes to the Sunshine Act, if anybody would like a copy of it. Because I learned some stuff I didn't know that has changed.
There's 7 exemptions, so every time we should be citing which one we're going under.
Okay.
So like today it's going to be 1, 2, and 4.
I want to be Ben.
saying that.
You retain so much. Okay, Tammy.
Okay, so your first report is your balance sheet. Your total checking and savings account is $4,362,786. We have other current assets of $5,370,843. So our total current assets, $9,723,472. We have fixed assets of $2,120,644. Other assets of $140,896. Our total assets, $11,985,013. Our current liabilities are $76,042. Our total equity, $11,908,971. Total liabilities and equity, $11,985,000. The next one is your P&L budget. For the month of May, we have total income of $101,006. We had expenses of $60,211. We show a profit of $40,795. And then for the year from January through May, our total income is $506,538. Total expenses, $467,245. We show a profit of $39,292 for the year.
No special notes on this one.
No, because it'd be just repeating the same thing. So I thought we'd be okay.
Okay.
And then our next pages are the checks for the month of May that were written. And I don't think there's anything out of the ordinary. But please take a moment and then review and see if you have any questions.
Good. We don't need to accept those. It's just a report, right, Paul? And then included in your packet is your payment status report.
Yes.
On the loans. I give the floor to you, Ben.
Okay.
You need to approve the financials.
You approve, well, you know,
the financials,
you know,
but not the
check. You should
not the check detail.
As written.
Which for which one?
The financials.
Oh, the financials. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the financials?
So move.
It's been good today.
It's your turn, Bob.
You can do this one.
Yes, second. Yep.
Bob is a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Now I'll turn the floor over to you.
It's incredibly hard for me not to be making motions and seconds and voting. It feels really weird. Well, thank you. I was wondering whether I was going to need to give much of a report, but I've already put in about 50 hours so far. So I have a bit to report on, I guess. Some of it will be exempt, and I'm not gonna ask for an executive session at this time. I just ask, rather than a recess and then come back, I would just adjourn and then go into executive. And I'll explain why later, but a few things that I at least think that I should report on every month. Number one, anything human resources related. In this case, the only staffing change has to do with a part-time temp, and so that's 1099. It's not really much to discuss, but while Dave is out, we've got somebody over there doing some odds and ends. The next would be facilities, plant property and equipment, and for whatever reason, I guess the version that I sent you was not didn't have everything on it. Anyway, I'll try to go off of memory. So NTEC had a situation where a floor kind of gave out, and so they're working on getting a quote. Jackson Excavating was over there today, trying to finagle it because they have some heavy equipment coming in and needs 10 days to cure, so we're gonna try to get it quoted very quickly and hopefully under the threshold for just it being verbal quotes. We only have a couple of properties that are not rented out at this point, so the Blue Zone property and the Eagle Street, which is not quite ready, but they're kind of concerned about the drainage there. But at the same time, I think if there was someone that was really interested in moving into that space, we could probably scurry and get it ready. And then the parking lot around the Blue Zone area, we should chat about because, I mean, it's a beautiful space. It's a really beautiful space. And I could see so many uses for it, but until you get a parking situation figured out, I don't know how that's going
to
work.
Well, we're meeting with SEBA there tomorrow, too, to review the property and talk it through.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, and I'd love to be part of I don't know quite how I can fit in with SEBA and such yet, but I'd love to be as involved as possible, yeah. I guess.
We're meeting at 1 p.m. tomorrow, if you're down with that.
I'm in Warren tomorrow. Okay. So schedule-wise, I'm spending 2.5 days here, 2.5 days in Warren, and then filling in here and there in the evenings. So got a lot going on. There is a bunch of backlogged projects that I'm not going to work on right now, but one thing that we've identified as an opportunity for improvement would be a ticketing system for basically all the facilities. So everyone would have, let's say, an email address that they email when they have something that they want done, so that it can be assigned and it'll be, you know, if somebody's out, everyone can see the ticket. You know, even if I had to jump in or something and do something physical, I could. There's a bunch of other backlogged things, but what I'm actively working on is finishing up the organizational health assessment. I'm already probably halfway through. And the good news, to applaud the current staff, is that I'm not really finding anything. I'm finding strange things, but nothing that is like ringing alarm bells. And to be clear, the strange things are like, I don't know, just storage uses and some basic things. I'm not.
An owl on a filing cabinet.
Somehow ended up in someone's desk.
And then somebody else's desk.
Yeah, we're having fun. That's going to be my focus for the immediate future. Economic development-wise, I have, I don't know, kind of rocked the economic development world because I started getting on calls. And, you know, I'm already on the board of most of these organizations through my one office. So when I get on, they're like, oh, hello, why is there a board member on our meeting? Which has been fun. Yeah. It's been very amusing to see them, I don't know, not squirm, but honestly, they're very excited. I mean, the Northwest Commission particularly, I've gotten a lot of notes of hallelujah.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yeah. You know, they're not going to have to train me at all. I'm pretty much a plug and play for them. strategy solutions. So I don't know if I gave you a complete update on this, but I know that the High Ed and Impact Corey are both talking about doing board governance and strategic planning and such with strategy solutions. And ironically, Debbie approached me asking me to subcontract on it. And unfortunately, I mean, obviously it makes a lot of sense since I'm a local company and I do this stuff all the time, but obviously I had to bow out for conflict of interest purposes, except that I can obviously do it for you. And so my proposition is essentially that there are things that she was going to do and I was going to do, and we were each going to do them independently, and we realized it would be a great opportunity, like the board governance thing, to just have all of the boards welcome to the same board governance trainings and go over the same analysis from Pennsylvania Association of Nonprofit Organizations and such, so that, first of all, we're building relationship across you know, our swim lanes, and we're able to collaborate and help figure out what each one of these individual missions are in the grand scheme of the fact that we share the same vision for how we want to see Corey thrive. So I talked to Chuck, or excuse me, I did talk to Chuck, but I talked to Debbie today, and she is working up a proposal for the RDA. So this would basically take some of the work that was on my proposal off and shift it to her, and then take everything in your scope and plug it into the same thing. So I know you were wondering about how funding would work. I'm just, what I'm seeing is that we can do, with enough efficiencies here, we can basically just absorb your scope right up. And then, at least that will be my proposal to the board, is, you know, why pay 3 times for the same thing,
right,
when we could pay once and everybody gets what they want. So the only thing,
do we have that scope?
I just talked to her at noon today. She's, oh, her scope? Yeah, yeah, we have her scope.
Yeah, our scope was board operations and yeah. Operations review. So streamlining processes, trying to see what adequate staffing is, all kinds of things like that.
So anyway, when I get a proposal, I'll send that around, but in the meantime, I just wanted to give you a heads up. That's what I asked her for, and I think it's not going to be significantly higher than the price that she already gave you, because, again, it doesn't matter to her if there's 10 people in the room or 30 people in the room. You know, I mean, it does, but not so significantly that it'll make a dramatic change. She's very excited about it because, you know, she's an expert in this field, and she says when you start seeing organizations like that collaborate, that's when we'll really see real meaningful change. Grants, I haven't applied for anything. I need to get with you on all the very many things you're doing, but I have read your RACP applications, so I'm caught up to speed on the status of all of them and what the application was originally. So, and we did send the letter in for the extension. So at some point I need to do a big, deep download with you.
I have it all.
Yep. Another thing on the facilities, I did walk all the facilities with Dave, and I met almost all of the executives on site, and just kind of gave them a card, said I'm here, we'll get lunch at some point. That's probably not my top priority right now, but I did want to at least get out there and give them my card and just kind of assure everybody that we're here. The main complaint that I was hearing from people had to do with mostly energy-related things, such as the AC units and heating and electric. I had already told you that I thought we should come in and have a company do a capital volatility analysis. I went ahead and put a call into ABM Solutions, asking if they would do that. I'd like to get a proposal from them where we pay outright for it, because if they lump it in, they can do it for free, essentially, but then you have to do a scope of work with them. So I would rather just pay outright and get the capital volatility analysis, and then if we want to bid out work, then we could look at it. But this, so what a capital volatility analysis is a essentially Excel doc that lists every single item that you have that consumes energy or has the potential to lose energy. So like building envelopes, AC units, heater, you know, whatever. And their engineers will come in and do an assessment of the status of it. So if it's a fairly new AC unit that hasn't been maintained, it might get a C grade or something. If it's a really old system that's been, you know, well maintained, maybe it also gets a C grade. And everything just kind of varies depending on how much deferred maintenance you've done and that sort of thing. The other thing that they'll do is calculate its efficiency and basically make a recommendation A through D, or F, excuse me, A through F, you know, where it stands. So the A stuff doesn't need to be replaced. F is it is past its end of life. You are spending good money maintaining a bad piece of equipment. And so it would make more sense to just replace it outright. And that's usually true of the Ds as well, you know, and it's just on a scale. So with that in hand, I think we could really make some good long-term decisions about the facilities, their envelope, the cost of maintaining them, and that sort of thing. So when they get a proposal to me, I will also forward that on. one minor finding on, there were a few sunshine kind of related issues that I think they're just little ones, so we're just gonna deal with them. One was posting agendas onto the website. actually already had a citizen call today and say something to the effect of it was so nice to have the agenda on the website, and so that's now going on there, and I'll train Shelley on how to do it in the future so we're not needing to pay any external contractors to do it. Policies and procedures is another area that I would like to update you on every month. It's become apparent that that's probably one of the greater liabilities. One of those areas specifically is sunshine exempt, so I'll talk more in depth about that later. However, just generally speaking, there are not many policies and procedures here, and where there are, I'm not saying that we're not in compliance with the law, it's just it's not documented. And so I think that we need to, that's not initially any project that I put on my project scope, but if you could take some of it and give it to Debbie Thompson, that is the first thing that I would put back on my scope, would be shoring up some policies and procedures. The first thing that kind of became apparent was I basically wanted to go throw a bunch of stuff away. I was going through the office like, I want to pitch that and that and that, and we don't have a disposal policy, so I couldn't. So stuff like that. So I will be fitting that in where I can, but again, if we can lift some of the stuff off my plate, that's, I think, a liability that I would prioritize putting some time into. Another relatively high priority is I would like to update the website to have, I love the design of it, and there's a lot of great stuff on it, but in addition to what's there, I would like to add a lot of resources in terms of full-bodied wraparound economic development services. So if you're moving to Corey, like, here are the things that you need to know. If you're looking at us seriously, or, you know, you're thinking of hiring your first employee, just stuff like that. Right now, there's really nowhere to go for that. I mean, ECRA might have some, but I want it here, local. so I'll be working on that. Let's see, calendar and availability. If I'm, as I already said, I'll be working like 2.5 days a week here. I'm always available on my cell phone, and Shelley is keeping, we're trying to get it worked out where my government calendar and the RDA calendar sync. It's not working very well right now because my government calendar is like locked down like Fort Knox. So they can see what you put on, but you can't see what they put on. So anyway, we'll try to work on that. But in short, Shelley should generally know where I am and what I'm doing. So if you need anything, let her know. And then again, in terms of hours, I'm about 50 hours, which is on par with, you know, half. That's basically what I anticipate putting in, about 100 hours, 120 per month. So we're on par with what I had already budgeted. So all good. I think that's it.
Any questions for Ben at this point? Talkative crew today.
No.
Moving on. You're going to skip executive session until the adjournment, correct?
Correct.
You'd like to do that? And you said official appointment. Do we have to officially appoint you as the executive director?
So I read your bylaws, and generally speaking, I thought they were good. Updated in 15, everything that I would normally look for was in there. But it did specifically say that you appoint an executive director.
So, Paul, by vote, then we need to do that?
Yeah, that's okay. What I'm requesting.
So I can make
motion. That motion.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
None opposed.
Okay.
Phew.
Thank you.
That was close there.
Guess I should let that hang a little bit more.
I should have waited for a little bit. In front of you.
It's not too late to back out.
No, I'm the only one that has this, right?
Yeah. So yes, it is for you.
We had already set the meeting dates, and we had said we weren't going to have one maybe in July and September. With Ben coming on board, I think we need a meeting every month right now, so I'd like to add those back in. I'm also requesting that we change the date till Tuesdays because that's when he's here.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to ask for an earlier meeting. That's just my preference. So, comments?
Sounds good.
Like 11 in the morning, would that work for everybody or not?
Fine.
And set it to Tuesdays? So you'll get everybody a new schedule, Shelley.
Yep, and I'll resend it to the paper, too.
11 a.m.
The public
second,
notice.
Second Tuesday?
Second Tuesday, correct?
It's right now the third Wednesday.
Oh.
Oh, I had asked for the second because the third I have prison board meetings. Warren.
Okay.
Everybody okay with second Tuesday? Paul?
Yeah.
Okay with you?
Yeah, as long as there's advance and talk about it.
As long as it's what?
Advance.
As long as we have advance notice, we just get.
Oh, right, right, yeah, okay. So on old business was loan rates. I'm not sure. We don't want to just table that right now till you have some more time to delve in, or did you have time since we talked?
Yeah, since we talked yesterday, I did do one thing,
okay,
which was reach out to the Northwest Commission for their policy.
Oh, that's right, you talked about that.
On how they set their rates, and it basically depended on the program, whether the funding originally came from the USDA or whatever. And that said, there seemed to be a common theme right now of 2.75%. So I would like to basically just copy their policy. I think, you know, they live this every day. I mean, they have full-time loan specialists. This is all they do. So they're really the experts, I think, on setting policy related to loans.
Do you think we could be forwarded a copy of that? Just
You have it in the back.
Well, aren't you just...
She's
just
organized.
So, yes, you can.
I love Shelley.
Just turn over on the back page.
Yeah, it does.
So that's just the...
okay.
That's just the... it's not the policy itself. It's kind of the explanation of how they said it.
Right.
But that's going to be my recommendation.
Dave, you had some suggestions when we were talking about this a month ago. So I want to make sure you're comfortable because you had had a different approach, I believe.
I'm just curious how it trends, and I'm sure they've got it locked down. What are we going up, another 0.75?
Correct.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then another half is coming up. I thought they said in 2 months.
Oh, you mean based on the Fed?
On Fed, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant your loan review board.
No.
Nope. Right. So that I'm sure that's going to be part of their...
Yeah, has to be because.
Yeah. So it's gonna go up another 0.75 right. in the next 3 months is what I took from
that. Right.
So would your thinking be that we would just continue, for example, have a policy or take a vote to follow their rates rather than come back every time we change them?
Correct.
And as they change, ours automatically change.
Exactly.
And then you'll just notify us as when they change.
Yeah, can do that, but you don't have to vote on it every time.
Yeah. No,
right,
just
right.
The one
once
vote,
we adopted it. Mm-hmm. So we need a motion to adopt that as our new
yeah,
rights.
Yeah, because we've always voted on them as we went, and there was not a whole lot of science in it. I think we just looked at the banks were doing it and tried to, we never wanted to compete with the banks.
Right. Yeah. Well, then the Northwest Commission's in the same position.
Exactly.
They have the same revolving loan fund.
Yep.
Bob, you good?
Yes.
Okay. So we need
to. Without a motion?
You can make a motion stating that we, as a board, are going to adopt the Northwest Commission rates.
The only question I have, it's going to be fluid, and I see as I'm scanning through it, it's going to change.
Right. This isn't what's before you isn't really a policy. It's just an explanation of how they go about it. So I think I should probably come back to you with a written policy to vote on.
Okay.
Yeah. That'd probably be better. Because I'm sure this is all going to change.
I'm happy
definitely
with that,
after
too. And just
today and... And what they've, said how they're going
to
handle it.
I'd like to read up more on this anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
My hope would be at the next meeting I have a series. We just do one resolution approving a bunch of policies and procedures.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
So we'll table this and wait for your return?
Yep.
Okay.
We'll see what I can get done in a month.
Okay. Any further questions and comments from anyone?
Chuck.
Report from the last month. Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership Board meeting yesterday, County Executive Davis presented this nerve cell plan. A lot of you in the room know what's going on, but he's forming an interstate council of governments that will work collaboratively to bundle projects and go after federal funding. The idea is it really helps us because he has an office literally making the applications, managing the reports. We would be on the hook for implementing what we apply for. I spoke to him after the meeting and he asked me to submit all local projects. I'll be making a pitch deck of the projects for Impact Quarry. I'll also be meeting with the city and municipal authority to get their major projects in the pipeline. So I was bringing it here too. So if RDA has projects that it wants, I can happily include them in the pitch deck and forward it to him. Our Quarry and Union City Area School District fiber project that we applied for through the NTIA and didn't receive. We think it was Senator Casey, but we don't know who it was, stepped forward and told the USDA they were going to sponsor our request through, this is off the record, for the ReConnect program. This could mean, at the very least, they would block all the census blocks we want to serve so no one else can build there. And at the very most, it could be $6 million to go ahead and implement. So I've supplied everything that the USDA wants, and now we just wait and see. Quarry Rails and Trails Park project is one step closer to funded. Senator Casey officially listed our appropriations request for $1.2 million plus a little for the project. This would match our $1 million RACP. As at that level, they're not going to tell you when they're going to pull the trigger and if they're going to pull the trigger and if you're going to make it to the end. but it's a very good step that we could have that RACP fully matched and really get the park together by next spring. The $1 million RACP business plan for the park will be completed by August deadline. It also required, the railroad companies told us to do a subsurface utility engineering report, which means basically the railroad said there might be locomotives under there. We don't know what's under. So they're gonna use ground penetrating stuff so they tell us what's underneath. So the design that we have, Mike Baker.
Hi, Mayor.
Hi there.
Mayor.
The design that we have for that might have to be tweaked a little bit depending on what we find underground, but that will also be completed by August. I need to spend the ECRA $75,000 on the freight building before August. I'm talking with Perry to see if we can extend it, but that's where it stands right now. Right now, I'm planning on spending part of the funds on the architectural drawings and facilities assessment for the freight building and the build out there, because that RACP is not for the whole park. And to do any envelope sealing or powering needs identified by the facility assessment. And like I said earlier, I've been working with SEBA to resolve the ownership and get the go-ahead for the work. Currently working on a business plan for the CATCH RACP funding, and as Bob, as we were chatting, I found out I didn't report, we got $2.5 million! Yay! So that's a one-to-one match. We already have $1.58 million in match for the property valuation, but we want all of it in cash match. So we have $500,000 that's secured from the federal government as part of the match. We have about $100,000 from Erie County RDA. We have a $1.5 million request in with ARC Power and a $400,000 request in with local share account. So we also have two $5 million requests out there. One is part of the Resolve project, which is bringing advanced manufacturing practices to plastics and metal manufacturers, and also doing it with environmentally sensitively. I don't know if that's even words. But they'd also be testing air and water quality, so the concept is to increase output while decreasing impact. Our part of it at CATCH would be our pre-K through 12th grade training, getting students with the skills in the pipeline to fill those jobs. So it's looking pretty good for Resolve that we, this isn't wood, that it would be $5 million for ARPA funds from the county, so fingers crossed. If so, we can really move ahead quickly. Also, Penn State, throughout their whole system, they're going for a federal grant, and we are involved in that for another $5 million. 1,400 linear feet of trail and a new park will be open July 1st with a community and funder event. I just want you to know, because it's quality of life, it's not a huge impact on what the RDA does. The Climates and Corsets Innovation Festival we held October 7th this year. We'll be reaching out again to local manufacturers. They participated last year, had a job fair, and showed off their innovation of their facilities. They felt they had a good return from it, so just so you know, I'll be reaching out to them again. And I've been assisting Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership to meet with local manufacturers. These meetings will work to connect owners with any needs and companies through the chamber's infrastructure, and it also will give the RDA access to executive search, which is, we don't have need for it, but you guys will. So the chamber basically has a great big database of every company and what they do. So when you have a company come to you with a need, you can call them and get a download of exactly the right companies that they might go to. They'll also be coming for a road show for small businesses in July. And we're putting, last one, I promise, we're putting in a request for funding, 3 years of funding from ECRA. Their Main Street program this year is a little different. You've got to hit PA Downtown Initiative standards. You've got to, it's got to show that you're going to be advancing existing businesses. So the thought is, startup businesses and existing businesses. Ben Franklin would work with startups. It would also give free strategy sessions to existing businesses. So like if someone needs to grow but doesn't know the next thing to do, the chamber is also involved and would be providing anything existing businesses need. We're hooking it into the Beehive system. So say what you need is branding. You'd get put to the Edinburgh Beehive and you'd put on be put on a priority list for free logo and branding development. So it ties us into the regional resources and gives all of our businesses a chance, and it gives our startup businesses a chance to enter the Ben Franklin system of development. So it also would have a technical assistance fund, and we'd be hiring a local representative who would be I'm still struggling with an analogy. They're kind of a concierge because they're gonna know the whole panoply of what's out there that they can be connected to, but they're also gonna be the person that's in your corner throughout the whole thing. They don't pass you off and drop you. They consistently are there with you. So, and then by the third year of it, we would have a virtual portal that would be branding and marketing the area, using our businesses that get developed through it as ambassadors of the area. It would also be a pay portal where you could buy things in Cori online and you could make reservations. You can see a community calendar. So it could be a very good boost because a lot of our existing businesses need one-on-one support rather than a 12-week long course that only this much of it pertains to them. So we're hopeful about it.
Thanks, Josh. You got your plate full.
And we're painting the gazebo next week. So.
Maybe you should try a little bit harder.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And the flowers, right?
And if you want to paint tennis courts this weekend, come on out.
Bee Park.
So can I ask a
Not
question?
Today.
And the crosswalk.
Okay, I ask a question.
Yes.
So are they going to be working with what organization in Cori then?
We were going back and forth because High Ed was really taking a lead on small business, but the more we've talked about the project, High Ed feels it's Impact Cori that should have this handholder for small business. But until we speak with ECRA, so essentially it goes through those chambers and they say, okay, we're most comfortable with it here or here.
But there will be a link then that kind of connects us with all of
that. Yeah. I love this whole concept.
I do too when I was listening to it. Yeah.
So we're not gonna be operating without connection on that. But there's a whole, we call it the bridge of trust. Mm-hmm. So many, you can give a local entrepreneur a number and they're not gonna call it. They don't know that person. They don't know if they're gonna get taken for a ride. They need someone who's in their corner, and that's what we're providing. So it's got to be someone local who's trusted.
Okay. We're going to adjourn, I believe, and go into executive sessions for reasons of what, Mr. Kafferlin?
What did I say?
Add me to the list.
1, 3, and 4.
Oh, I missed
which
the
what? You better letter 1, 3, and 4. So 1 is a personnel matter. A personal performance matter. One has to do with real property, a possibility of a sale acquisition. And what do you have?
I've got a possibly what you just mentioned.
An
RCAP issue.
Okay.
Stated. So would you
congratulations, Tammy.
Is staff allowed to leave, or do we have to stay?
Yes.
Well, I'll have to stay to clean up the stuff.
Am I allowed to leave?
That's the
Let's
real
question.
Clear.
Can you leave and just throw it on your desk?
We're not going to re-adjourn.
Well, I'm not here on Thursday. Friday, so it'll be a long...
Yeah.